Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 29th, 2012, and this is Council 9 Volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting, and together we will do better. United has announced their intention to open a new flight attendant domicile in Houston at the Bush Intercontinental Airport. In accordance with Section 2D of our contract, United provided the required 90-day notice to open a domicile at Bush Intercontinental, effective with the flight attendant schedule month of October 2012. Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich's letter to the membership is posted on the MEC website. As part of the contractual changes ratified by our membership that became effective with the July schedule, charter trip trades will be processed during the open flying process. Our new contract section 9G2D states that trip trading with open flying for a charter flight shall follow all other provisions of 9G4. Charter trades will be processed during the normal window for trip trading with open flying and will follow all other trade rules. This new provision was in effect for the first run of open flying for the July schedule, which began Thursday morning at 0001 local domicile time. Along with the charter trading that began with the July schedule, our new contract provides for improvements to increase schedule flexibility for reserves. Reserves will be able to trade their trips assigned by crew scheduling with other flight attendants. In order for a reserve flight attendant to trade their assigned ID with another flight attendant, the ID must be the same number of days, must depart the same day, and if the ID is between a reserve and a line holder, the ID credit time cannot differ by more than 2 hours. This requirement does not apply with reserve-to-reserve trip trades. In addition, a reserve who picks up additional time over the trip they traded out of with a line holder will now be considered to have opted to over 100 hours for the remainder of that scheduled month. Visit our website for more information on this new provision for reserves. We have received reports from some flight attendants that their monthly maximums have been erroneously adjusted. In some cases, the monthly maximum has been reduced, while in other cases, their monthly maximum in the current month has been increased when they have not elected to opt. It appears that these adjustments are in some way related to activity in the previous month. We suspect there may be some computer coding that is still recognizing the quarterly system. This issue was brought to the attention of Crew Resources earlier this week. The company's research has identified the problem, and the appropriate fix will be in place on Tuesday of next week. In the interim, keep track of your monthly maximum for July. Should you have any additional questions, please contact your local council office. Section 3K of our collective bargaining agreement states that our layover hotels must be safe, clean, and quiet accommodations with adequate and available eating facilities. In the event you encounter a hotel that does not meet these standards, you should file a travel log. We encourage each flight attendant to write a separate travel log for every layover in which the problem occurs. Travel log reports help the AFA MEC Hotel and Transportation Committee help the membership at large. When the number of travel log reports submitted reaches a substantial level in relation to the daily room volume at a given hotel, this gets the company's attention as this is a clear indication a problem exists at the property. While United would prefer that flight attendants use United Voices to report hotel and transportation issues, AFA strongly recommends that all hotel and transportation issues be reported exclusively via travel log. In this way, AFA is automatically a recipient of these issues, and the databases used to track these issues is programmatically updated based on the information provided by the flight attendant. To submit a travel log, simply type input TVL-LOG when logged into Unimatic and fill in the form. Once you finish entering in all the applicable information, tab to the bottom of the page and enter. Your report will be added to the database. This way, AFA, we can trend certain incidents and use the data collected for future consideration when issues are identified. Crew Scheduling has completed their move to the Willis Tower and has begun testing the new telephone recording system. Section 4AA of our contract requires that this system records all telephone conversations between flight attendants and crew scheduling, including all other departments that regularly perform crew scheduling functions. The recordings will include the date and time of calls and should be kept for a minimum of 60 days. The implementation of this section of our contract will assist in any disputes that arise from our information exchange with crew scheduling. We continue to encourage all flight attendants to keep a record of the date, time, and name of the crew scheduler when given any assignment or reassignment. This information can be confirmed with a recording if there are any issues. As always, we should maintain professional and courteous communications while expecting the same in return. We will keep you updated when the new telephone recording system is fully operational. Each year, AFA advises members that paying dues in advance annually provides you with the option of a 10% reduction. In order to take advantage of this reduction in annual dues, you must prepay by July 2, 2012. For more information, see our website. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA Industry Editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired flight attendant volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA, and after entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. When we stand strong together to achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants at the new United.